Side.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, you are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Loving Sai Ram San, greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. A warm welcome to all of you. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai, hosting this segment. Today is 11th of February, and as always, it's a pleasant and divine day here at the ashram. The time right now in our studio is 11:50 a.m. Well, let me start out today's segment, Service Love in Action, by reading the Sai Inspires message for today. Well, most of you will be knowing what Sai Inspires message is. It's the email service from Radio Sai. Every day, an email will be sent to the registered people, devotees all around the world, which will have a quotation of Bhagwan. So today's Sai Inspires message goes like this. It has a question, that is, what is the real secret to live in real happiness? And Bhagwan lovingly explains to us today. And I quote from Swami's Divine Discourse. I quote, good and bad, wealth and poverty, praise and blame go together in this world. You cannot derive happiness out of happiness. Na sukat labate sukham. Happiness comes only out of sorrow. A wealthy man today may become a pauper tomorrow. Similarly, a pauper may become a rich man someday or the other. Today you are being praised, but tomorrow you may be criticized. To consider praise and blame, happiness and sorrow, prosperity and adversity with equal-mindedness is a hallmark of a true human being. The Gita declares, remain equal-minded in happiness and sorrow, gain and loss, victory and defeat. You can truly enjoy your life as a human being only when you consider both sorrow and happiness, profit and loss with equanimity. There is no value for happiness without sorrow. Therefore, welcome sorrow if you want to experience real happiness. Unquote. Well, dear listeners, this excerpt was from Swami's Divine Discourse, which he delivered on 9th of July, 1996. Moving forward, let me share with you a nice story that I just read this morning. It's again from our website, radiosai.org. The story is entitled, Overcoming Karma and Experiencing Ananda. So the story goes like this. Once, when the sage Narada was proceeding to Vaikuntha, his heavenly abode, he saw a yogi who was engaged in severe ascetic practices. The yogi prayed to Narada to bring back from Vaikuntha information about the date of his becoming entitled to enter into the Lord's abode, and Narada promised to do so. When Narada stood in the presence of God, he pleaded on behalf of the yogi and asked that he may be informed of the date. The Lord replied, O Narada, tell him that he will be coming here after as many more births as there are leaves on the tree under which he is currently doing penance. Well, Narada felt sad and dispirited when he thought of the grief into which the yogi would be thrown into on hearing this disheartening verdict of the Lord. But he mustered courage to announce it nevertheless, for the yogi insisted on learning the news that he had assured to bring. When Narada at last broke the demoralizing news of the Lord, contrary to his expectations, the yogi was transported into a realm of joy. He was not dispirited in the least. On the other hand, he jumped and danced in glee. He was lost in the thrill of his dream being so near actual fulfillment. He became oblivious to the world and to the world around and was filled with ecstasy, thinking of the Lord and offering him his profound gratitude. Now, the Lord was so pleased with joy of the yogi that he himself appeared before him and offered him Vaikuntha immediately. But the yogi said he would bide his time, for he did not like the Lord's word which Narada had brought to be falsified. The Lord now had to convince him that good deeds, noble thoughts and sacred feelings can wipe out the traces of bad. Therefore, by his enthusiastic acceptance of the Lord's will, he has actually overcome the consequences of past actions. So, dear listeners, the law of karma is not an iron law. By dedication and purification, which invites divine benediction, its effects can be modified and its rigors mitigated. Do not despair, do not lose heart. When vices hold sway over your heart, it becomes foul and sooty. The flames of kama, krodha, lobha char the heart. What quenches these flames is the grace of Lord. Grace confers bliss, which the evil tendencies can never confer.
Across every state of India, across 125 countries, across political, religious, racial, geographic and linguistic divide, across social and cultural barriers, what compels millions to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need? Since 1940, when the 14-year-old Satya declared his divine mission, a silent revolution has emerged from a heart that preaches only one language, that of unconditional love. Through his massive service projects, Bhagwan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism, responsible charity and conscientious citizenship. Be it a service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram. Welcome to a new episode of our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In this series, we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. Today's episode is part 2 of a 3-part conversation with Mr. Bob Singh from United States. In conversation with him is Radio Sai's Bishu Prushti, and this was recorded in the studios of Radio Sai on the 28th of November 2014.
What are your most touching moments of doing the Narayan Seva? What are those scenes of Narayan Seva that you never want to forget in your life?
One day I was at home. We had just finished Narayana Seva. And we came home. It's time to wash the pots. We always do the washing when we return home. So we don't keep the recipients waiting for food. We always go first and serve and then return home. And we always take a little bit for lunch for ourselves when we return home. How many people are there inside home, that's how many we average to keep. And on this particular day, there were 5 young boys about the age of 10. They all came to the gate of Sai home and they knocked on the gate. And I looked through and I saw them. I said, Lise, what do these children want? So she asked them in the language and they said they're hungry. I said, oh my gosh, Baba, what do we do? Do I have enough food for them? We didn't have lunch yet, but we have food on the table that we were supposed to have lunch from. And there are 5 of them. Do we have enough to cover all 5 of them?
And how many people have to have?
So there were 8 of us. 5 and 3. 8.
So five of the boys to have in Sai home.
Yes.
And five are knocking outside.
Five are knocking outside.
Oh my God.
So I said, listen, open the gates, let them in. And I brought them in to sit at the table at the back, have their feet washed, their hands washed, because they look a little dusted and everything, you know. And then a drizzle came, a rain came, but it wasn't heavy, but the sun was out and the sky was blue. And we were about to bring the food out from the kitchen. I put the plates all around the table, five plates, five spoons, five glasses, a jug of water. And a rain came, a drizzle, and I said, no, I can't let them sit here. So I said, come on, please come inside and sit down. And they came inside Sai home, and they sat in a circle with their legs crossed. And now I am about to serve them the food. Now Lee says, put the bowl in the middle. I said, no, we must serve them. So I'm serving and she's following, and we're serving them, giving them the water and everything. They didn't say a word. I just waited until they finished. They went and they washed their hands. They went outside. From outside they said bye bye, and they said salamat. Salamat means thank you. And they left. I spent 3 months there, brother, and I didn't see them again. But I know in my heart Baba presented them to us to see what we will do. And I pray that Baba will receive this offering.
And but did you have food for yourself and the other eight inside?
We had.
You had?
We had.
Very little.
We had.
But you are more happy that their stomachs were filled.
We were so fulfilled. We were so satisfied. There was a moment of that time that the joy and the happiness of seeing those five saying thank you, salamat, and leaving. My stomach was filled with that.
I can understand that.
And I was overjoyed, and I let the rest eat, and then I ate. But we were all happy. We went quiet for a moment. We didn't talk at all. Also,
they say there is no joy comparable to the joy of being of help to someone who you know will never be able to repay.
There was also a boy. His name is Poloy. And Poloy would pass every day in front of Sai home and he will smile. He was about 29, 30 years of age, I would average. And he didn't have anybody to look after him by looking at his clothes, what he wore and how he was looking. And he would go to the nuns, the missionary of charity, Mother Teresa's group, and they will give him whatever they have, if they were at home. And if they were not at home, then he will turn around and he will look for anyone who had anything. One day he came to Sai home and he knocked on the gate. And I asked Lise to prepare something for him, but we didn't have anything. We didn't have. I had biscuits. I had juice in the fridge. And I called him in and I gave it to him for the morning breakfast. He left. But then he would come every day at lunchtime. And sometimes we would have, some days he will come and some days he won't come. And on one day we didn't have, but there was some leftovers. I called him in. I sat him down, gave him some water and something to eat. And then he will give you a signal that he wants some water in a plastic bag, you know, and then they punch a hole in it and they drink like this when they walk. Oh. So I gave him that. And he turned and he smiled. And those eyes, when it's filled inside, you know, those eyes when they say thank you,
yes,
is very fulfilling. Very fulfilling.
Wow.
It makes all of us very, very, very happy that our Baba is very happy that he's allowing us this opportunity to serve. This is only one instance, and there's so many others, brother, because they all come, and we don't ask questions.
Hmm.
We don't ask questions. We are only there to serve them with love. That's wow. What we do.
They say, you may be one person in the world, but you are the world to one person.
Sayam. Sayam.
When you have opportunities of service like this, you know, in those moments, you are the world for that person. You are the world for each of those five kids, you know, because they are in so much in distress. And so you're giving him that world of love to them.
Indeed, indeed.
And that's why it fills you also.
It's an opportunity that you can't afford to let it go. You just have that blessing to do. It gives you so much inspiration. It gives you so much joy.
And perhaps you don't need food to energize you. I think these scenes energize you.
Exactly. And I'm picturing like I'm sitting as one of them there.
Yes.
And I'm picturing how Baba has blessed us to have and to share and to give and be happy doing it.
Yes, absolutely.
You know.
So after Narayan Seva, soon you got involved with medical camps. When did the medical camps start?
Brother, the medical camps were spaced out between each month. And as the people started to get medications for their health issues and so on, the camps started reducing. But initially, they were held every month.
Okay.
There were two camps that were held during my stay. One was in March and one was in April.
Okay.
The March camp I joined when Brother Jan was leaving and I was taking over as the anchor person.
Okay.
In the really far off, the most distant place where no other NGO or no other relief organization had gone to serve.
Oh.
Only Bhagwan Sri Sai Baba's organization has gone to the most remote of all places to serve.
Wow.
I mentioned this one with the boat just now. That's the one. And the road stops and you have to go with a military truck in the ravine to find these places. Many of those places have never seen a doctor.
Oh.
Many of those places have never had dental care.
Mm-hmm.
And Baba's devotees have reached out to all those places and provided help to these places, to these people. They were extremely grateful. Extremely grateful.
Hmm.
Yeah. The medicines were looked after by Manila, Brother Ramesh and his family and the coordination of Dr. Lakshmi and Brother Hari. And I am only there as the anchor person to coordinate the receipt and the stacking and packing, preparing for the medical camp with the transportation and the truck. So when they arrive, they have all their medicines to dispense to the loved ones who need it.
The annual report, as I was telling you, it mentions that during 12th and 14th February 2014, several medical camps were organized on the island of Biliran, serving 310 people in Attipolo, 465 in Kalungpang, and at least 385 in Lazarus Ball.
And that's another one of those remote areas that nobody wants to go, where the doctors even slept on cardboard boxes, I was told.
Oh my God.
And under very, very rough conditions.
Mm.
See, this is a beautiful thing about Baba's devotees and the willingness to serve is that the sacrifice they make, nothing will stand in their way to go and serve.
Wow.
They will forego the hotel beds and things like that.
Everything.
Everything. And the tea and the coffee with the milk and the sugar and everything, they forego all the comforts and luxury to go and serve the needy.
And actually, most of them are from developed countries.
Absolutely. America, England, Canada, you name it. Yes. All the doctors are from affluence.
Yes.
But they are willing to sacrifice to go and serve these who are praying for help and begging for help.
Yes.
You know?
Wow. 400 kilograms of medicines. That's what the annual report says. 400 kilograms of medicines, including analgesics, antibiotics, diarrhea medications were distributed, and food supplements and milk powder and so on, apart from rice, vegetables and beans.
Brother,
lots of stuff.
This has increased tremendously over time, and at one time, I believe a very large supply of medicines came. 6 tons of medicine arrived at one time.
Wow. Wow.
And you had to store it.
What sort of medical conditions you saw there?
The Philippine diet is very salt Very heavy in salt.
Okay.
And a lot of blood pressure and hypertension. Mm-hmm. A lot of stress-related problems.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of issues. A lot of cold and not having proper sleep and rest. A lot of wounds, some never having dental care.
Oh.
You know, all kinds of different related issues. Diarrhea. Because the water was not there, there was no pure drinking water, so they had problems with diarrhea and infection. You know, so they had a lot of problems.
So your job was trying to facilitate all this, facilitate the doctors.
It helped to make the process somewhat smooth and try to help in any way possible to make their job a little easy, to be the bridge between the barangay captains and the barangays and the SAR organization. So we had to build relationships with all these people and get them to know that what we are and who we are. We are from the Sri Satya Sai Baba organization. We are here to serve you, to help you, to overcome your distress.
Was there any acknowledgement of what is being done there by the Satya Sai organization, by the authorities there?
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. In today's language, now as we speak, not long ago, I was blessed to know that Uncle John and everyone went to visit Brother Albert Burrells. He was anchorman who took over from me, and Brother Jan Flores. They held education and human values programs in a university in Tacloban, where all the principals of schools around Tacloban were invited, and they had a very successful program. And now as we speak, Dr. Lakshmi is there right now conducting education and human values programs with the teachers of those schools, of those principals.
Wow.
So
fantastic.
This is how Baba's love is reaching out for them to see the strength of and the love that Baba is pouring out to through us, through the volunteers. Then they had the UK doctors under Sister Urvi's anchor person. She is a coordinator there. She brought all these loving doctors from the UK who held the April medical camp.
Mm-hmm.
So they came in large force. Major impact. On one day, the last day of their medical camp, they saw 1,200 approximately, if not more, because it was nighttime and many patients were coming and they couldn't see to register as well, so they were just treating the patients and sending them home. So it was quite a large camp in April. Very, very large.
Mm. So you stayed there for February, March, April, May, 4 months.
Yes. And after that, we start to coordinate for the other anchor person who is coming after me because I'm on rotation.
Mm-hmm. And when you left in May, what were your thoughts? What did this service opportunity do to you?
My thoughts were, I prayed that whatever little I had done, I prayed that Baba made me his instrument. The best instrument in his hand to share this love with all the people so that they can feel love and bring some happiness to them from their total loss of loved ones, of homes, of everything. Many people don't even have a birth certificate anymore, no passport, no nothing, no documentation of anything. You lost everything.
Everything.
You are starting without anything.
Yes.
So I was praying that Baba will give us this opportunity to serve them and help them to get on their feet.
Mm.
And through Narayana Seva, through the medical camps, through the education and human values, they will be able to rise above from where they are now.
Mm. Wow. And I'm sure you must have felt his presence all through.
All through, brother, there is never a shortage of obstacles in a foreign culture, in a foreign country, where you know no one, and you don't know where to start and where you'll end up.
Mm.
Only through my beloved Bhagwan, only through his grace And through His blessings, we are able to do what we do in those parts of the world.
Sai Ram, you just heard an episode of our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai, in which we brought to you part 2 of a 3-part conversation with Mr. Bob Singh from the United States. In conversation with him was Radio Sai's Bishu Prashti, and this was recorded in the studios of Radio Sai on the 28th of November 2014. Part 3 will be aired same day, same time next week. Thank you and Sai Ram.
एक ओंकार सतनाम करता पूरक निरपार निर्वैर अकाल मूरत अजूनि से भंग गुरु प्रसाद जप आद सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच
Satnam, 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 Satn भड़कता है तेरा नाम लेके चेहरे पे रंगे बहारे आती है तुम ही से पाऊं खुशियां साई ओ मुझ में भी तेरी खुशबू समाई है ओ तेरे दर पे जो भी आया तुमने खुशियों से झोली भरी है तेरे दर पे जो भी आया ओ मेरे साईं बाबा खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है झोली भरी है ओ बाबा झोली भरी है खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है नजरे उठी है तेरे जलवे में तेरे इन कदमों में जन्नत बसी है
तुझ में हमारी सांसें बसी है तुझ में हमारी सांसें बसी है
तेरे दर पे जो भी आया ओ मेरे साईं बाबा खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है
मोहब्बत ने भर दी है दूरी दिलों की
साईं के बंदे
अब हम हुए हैं धनी सामान धनी दमगर गरनी धसा मोहब्बत ने भर दी है दूरी दिलों की
मोहब्बत ने भर दी है दूरी दिलों की
दूरी दिलों की ओ बाबा दूरी दिलों की
मोहब्बत ने भर दी है दूरी दिलों की
मोहब्बत ने भर दी है दूरी दिलों की
पाया है जब से ये प्यार तुम्हारा
हमारी जिंदगी बनी है
तेरे दर पे जो भी आया ओ मेरे साईं बाबा, खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है, खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है। महताब ऐसा ही खुदा तू क्या है, तेरे ही रहमत से दुनिया बसी है। जब मोहब्बत बंदों ने तेरे ही की है इबादत, कैसे बताऊं दिल ये क्या है, कैसे बताऊं दिल ये क्या है। जानो जिकर तुझ पे है वारी,
जानो जिकर तुझ पे है वारी, जानो जिकर तुझ पे है वारी।
तेरे दर पे जो भी आया ओ मेरे साईं बाबा, खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है,
खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है।
झोली भरी है ओ बाबा, झोली भरी है, खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है,
खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है।
तेरे दर पे जो भी आया ओ मेरे साईं बाबा, खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है,
खुशियों से तुमने सबकी
मेरे साईं।
love of Sai. My cup runneth over with the grace of Sai. My cup runneth over with the love of Sai. My cup runneth over with the grace of Sai. Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Baba, my Lord. Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Baba, my Lord. Sunshine, you are my rainbow. You are the fields and rivers and the seas. You are the fields and rivers and the seas. You are the face that lights up my vision. You are the face that lights up my vision. Oh, sweet Lord, you fill up my heart. My cup runneth over with the love of Sai. My cup runneth over with the grace of Sai. My cup runneth over with the love of Sai. My cup runneth over with the grace of Sai. Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Baba, my Lord. Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Baba, my Lord. With you near me, there's nothing I can't. With you near me, there's nothing I can't. Oh Baba, please remain within me. Oh Baba, please remain within me. Shower on us your love and peace. My cup runneth over with the love of Sai. My cup runneth over with the grace of Sai. My cup runneth over with the love of Sai. My cup runneth over with the grace of Sai. Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Baba, my Lord. Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Baba, my Lord. Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Baba, my Lord. Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Baba, Sri Satya Sai Baba, my Lord.